So I thought I'd look at some trends, and you'd undoubtedly expect me to talk about the fact we've got increased complexity, reduced time to market, and Moore's Law still seems to be applying now as it ever did 10 years ago. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And I hope those are the last bullet points we get to a conclusion. The first thing I will say is software is not getting more complex. I've got a room full of people who don't agree with me. Software is not getting more complex. Software is getting much more simple. I can now use the same piece of software to deal with vastly different pieces of information. I can now take my same pieces of information and use them in lots of different ways. Software is extremely simple for me these days to use. Software is very simple on the outside. It's very complicated on the inside. To simply say that software is getting more complex is, for me, to miss the point. The external trend is for software to become simpler, for the world to become simpler, for computers to be integrated into our lifestyles. And this is creating problems for the software industry. It's creating problems for us as testers. But the trend is towards simplicity. And that trend towards simplicity is then creating an amount of complexity, not only in software, not only in systems, but also in data. Also in the way that we interface between one piece of data and another piece of data. I said that reduced time to market was getting faster. I said that was perhaps rubbish. Well, maybe it is rubbish. It's not that time to market is reducing. It's that when it gets finished, it gets shipped right now. That's the reality of it in IT. I downloaded updates onto my laptop before I left for the country. I downloaded the previous set of laptops before that. My phone updates itself. The box that I have in my lounge to take in television updates itself. Software is not released when the market necessarily is ready. Software is released now. And we have a certain approach to computing where we kind of trust it. We expect that our computers are going to work. Now, this isn't just in terms of software being released right now. I expect my phone to work here. I bought it in London. I expect my phone to work in Africa and in America. I bought it in London. I did my accounts while I was at Eurostar. I was in Cologne. My accountant was in Watford. I expect these things to work. Computing is becoming ubiquitous. Always on. That's the external trend. Ubiquitous computing. So if the first one is about a simple outside and a complex inside, I think that's about the computers, software becoming commodities with which we access our data. And always on ubiquitous computing means that we want access to that data all the time. We want our information wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Finally, Moore's Law. I keep hearing people talk about Moore's Law, and they talk about Moore's Law, the thing's getting more powerful, which is absolutely true. What is wrong is that things will therefore get faster and cheaper. They just get more powerful. I've spent the same amount of money on computing year on year for the last 15 years or so. The companies I've worked with have not spent less on computing as their machines have got faster. Anybody buy a bigger computer and spend, as a company, and spend much less on their computer because they've got a faster machine? Around? Hands up? Got arms? No. Moore's Law means that things become more powerful. Not that they become faster or cheaper. A little bit faster, a little bit cheaper, certainly. But typically, speed and the amount of money we're prepared to spend are factors that we influence. And we're pretty much prepared to spend pretty much the same amount of money, even as companies. We're pretty much prepared to spend pretty much the same amount of time. It still takes us time to think, I have found that I think slightly faster than every word processor I've ever had, but only slightly faster. So I now downgrade my word processor to text editors so that it can work at the same speed as I think. One day I will learn to type so that I can get the words in at the same speed that I think. Please do stick your hands up if I'm talking too fast for my thinking to catch up with your attention. So we've got a lot of trends out there. A lot of things are changing. I've got some examples here. Barclays Bank. What are my interfaces to Barclays Bank? I can ring them up. I can get on the phone. And I can walk into a branch. And I can buy something. All of these interfaces to Barclays Bank. Barclays only really know one thing about me. They know whether I've got any money or not. But that single part of that single piece of information is available all the time to me and anybody else who asks. It's a really simple idea. It's a really complex insight. This is ubiquitous information. It needs a lot of power to deal with it. This phone has got more power than one of my first computers, one of my second computers, and one of my third computers put together. It's an extremely powerful object. It's still occasionally, my apologies to anybody from Sony Ericsson who's in the room. Anybody in? Excellent. It eats my phone numbers. It eats my phone numbers. You put a phone number in and sometimes it changes it to a phone number that I don't recognise. I don't put in many phone numbers that I don't recognise into my phone. But it's an extremely complex piece of work. It's always there. It's on for a week at a time, so long as I remember to turn it off when I'm on a plane and anybody flies me. I always remember to turn it off when I'm on a plane. It's ubiquitous. It's immensely powerful. It gives me access to my data. And it's a commodity. It's got the same SIM in it as it as went into the phone that I bought years ago. I ring the same people with it. I have the same account. It's a commodity. Finally, we've got this little box. This is a Macintosh. You can plug any keyboard into it. You can plug any screen. You can plug any camera into the back of this thing. It'll play you a DVD. It'll play you a CD. If and when we get one for my mum to replace her ailing laptop, the oldest thing about this will not be the computer. It will not be the programs that we're running on it. It will be the data. By far the oldest thing in that computer is the data. We have to deal with legacy data. And my mum wants access to it in every possible way she can. She wants access to it now, and she wants to be able to play her music all over the house. Ubiquitous, powerful, commoditized. Those are the trends that are pushing the software industry. The software industry is pushing us. So how are we going to be able to cope with those trends? Briefly then, that's me. And this is my nephew, Christopher, who's a very new nephew. I'm a very virgin uncle. I've only been thrown up on once. But I was thinking about the thing that I know of that has the greatest potential of anything I can see. And first off, it's Christopher.